Okay.
So I'm Nick, and you're Ariel, and we've had a couple drinks, and this is our testing podcast. Yeah. Welcome to it.
Welcome to it.
We're going to talk about parenting today. We're going to talk about our fucking asshole kids.
They really are, though.
Uh-huh.
All of them. Not just some of them, all of them.
No, all kids are assholes, but ours are very, like, specific asshole types. And, like, that shit, them getting along, them, like, I could tolerate it. I could do it. Because, like, when they're together, it's different than when it's just one-on-one. When it's just me and Marina, it's, like, it's I'm the bad guy, you know? And, like, not to say, like, when your kid is there, like, he gets to be the bad guy and I get to be the good guy. No, it's that she sees that nobody's the bad guy. It's that she sees, like, oh, okay, I am in charge because this person wants something different. This person wants something different. Both of them want me to just shut the fuck up. So, like, do what the fuck I want. It's simple. When it's just me and her one-on-one, it's almost like a versus match. It's like her against me. And even though I'm her biggest champion, it's almost like she has to champion against me. Who's championing for her. So it's like you're championing against yourself, girl. Like, I don't get it. Like,
I guess for me, I don't read that much into it with Jacob. Yeah. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think I'm capable of it. Like you and Diego are.
Yeah.
But also, it's easier for me that way. Like, he's being a shithead. Let's nip that in the bud. Seriously, though.
Whereas I would turn you're being a shithead into a speech. How do you not give them a speech? How do you not give them a whole half hour thought out lesson of this is what you did wrong, this is why it's wrong, this is what you can change, this is what you should do. Get to the fucking point, though. No, I get it. I wish I could. What is that difference, though? What is the thing in your brain that says, like, I can just get to the point versus, like, I need to feel as though I've gotten this point across? Because that's why we give the speeches. That's why we draw it out, is because we as individuals, as parents, need to feel like we've gotten that point across. So, why don't you feel like you need to? Why do you just trust it's gotten across?
So, different kids, different parenting styles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, Jacob is very receptive to, hey, you're being an asshole right now. You're doing X, Y, and Z. And I need you to stop doing X, Y, and Z because it's bad for you. Or, hey, mommy is really overwhelmed right now and I'm feeling really anxious. Like, for example, we went to Riverside Arts Market to pick up one thing that I bought. I did not realize it was going to be a whole ass production with parking and people and crowds and all of that.
Right.
I had no idea. I thought this was like a little tiny little thing. And we were
little
gonna
street
go.
Market.
No, there were fucking people everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck did I just agree to picking this up here?
You were alone?
It was just you and Jay? Jacob.
Yeah.
So we go, and first I have to find the booth that I'm picking this up from.
What are you picking up?
I ordered a keychain from a small business girl that I'm friends with, Jasmine Elm, on
you
Facebook.
Would. I'm going to support that bitch.
Instagram. Well, it was cute. I wanted it. So
yeah.
I got it.
So you bought it.
I got it. I
so you're going to pick it up.
I got it. I want it. I got it.
I want it. I got it.
Exactly. And we were immediately, as soon as we walked into that, like, people had dogs on leashes. I was not prepared for what I walked into. Like, not adequately prepared at all. So I go in there, and I'm immediately overwhelmed. I'm like, let's just find this fucking booth and go. And then he goes, I'm hungry. And I'm like,
They always fucking are. I'm hungry. Oh, really? We left the house 5 minutes ago. Like, you're hungry now? That's weird. You weren't hungry when I asked you 5 minutes ago.
So, we get Filipino food. We sat down. We found a spot to sit down and eat. And it was nice, like, spending time
with him. Did you give him a speech about the hunger, though? Like, about having just, like, left?
No. I was like, it's okay, I'm hungry, too.
Okay. So, yeah, no. That makes sense. You're hungry,
like, it's, too. It's fine. I'm hungry, too. So, we'll find something.
Okay.
So, we got Filipino food, and he actually fucking ate it, which was incredible. And he liked it.
I know.
He ate it and liked it.
Shocking.
Big deal. And then as we were leaving, he's like, I'm thirsty. So.
Yes, you're leaving.
I buy him a water. It was a liquid death water, one of the cans of water.
It was like $9.
It was only $3. It was fine.
Oh, that's not, I'd buy one for $3. Keep wanting to try it.
Tastes like fucking water.
It's water. Is it sparkling?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
It's a can of water?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And later he told me he felt really cool drinking from a can of water. And
that's what like, I mean. Like, I feel cool. Like.
But anyway.
It's a vibe.
So I got him a water. And then as we're like walking out, he's like, can I get cotton candy? I saw cotton candy. And it's like all the way the fuck back. Where we were before, and I'm like, bro, no.
But you did, didn't you? Mm-mm. You didn't? Why like, didn't you?
I said, Jacob,
uh-huh.
I am really overwhelmed and anxious by the amount of people that are here right now. I need to leave this place. I will go to a store and find you cotton candy over being at this place anymore.
Aw, what did he say?
He said, okay, that's fine. Where are we
he
did. Go?
He understood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we went because I had seen, cotton candy at Home Goods when Diego and I went a little while back.
Yeah, because again, it's not necessarily about the cotton candy. It's the demands of like the crowd and the amusement of these kids. Like, they want the showmanship. They appreciate the showmanship of it all. Like the carnival aspect, I guess. Like. Yeah. And it's not,
he wasn't
it's
upset.
Great, but it's
he
like,
he was just like, so you're still going to get me cotton candy, right?
Yeah.
Like that's all he really cared about was having cotton candy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't mind buying you cotton candy. That's not the issue here.
Right.
The issue here is that I am not okay.
And he understood. That's what gets me. It's like a lot of times my child does not understand necessarily. And I do. I try to explain like, you know, like I'm overwhelmed with the crowd, you know. But I guess that's the difference between, like, children wanting different things, you know? Like, it being about the cotton candy versus it being about, like, no, I like the excitement. I like the crowd. I like the... So maybe that's what it boils down to, really, is, like, I get very overwhelmed. Yeah. Yeah.
But he took it really well, and we stopped at Home Goods. I got him his... $5 fucking cotton candy, which is probably...
To Home Goods for cotton candy? Bitch, you didn't go to Home Goods for cotton candy. With the Home Goods, you're like, they might have cotton candy, but they do have candles.
No, we went straight into where I knew the cotton candy was.
Oh, okay, so you've shopped there enough to where you know.
Well, I went there one time. I just remembered where the cotton candy was.
Okay, all right, fair.
But it was like a big, like, carton... like plastic jug of cotton candy. It would like 4 different flavors, like,
oh yeah,
eat until you're
so you went legit. Do you think he went there specifically for this cotton candy, this outrageous 4 flavor big ass container, out of guilt?
A little bit, because I didn't feel like turning around and going back to where we already were to get him what was probably going to be $5 cotton candy too.
Okay.
For one flavor. And
but it's not less. About the money. It's more about, well, is it? Is it about, well, it wasn't. It was, you wanted to leave the place, not out of denying him cotton candy. You wanted to leave the place because you were overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you promise the cotton candy, because you know that's all he cares about, you care about getting him the cotton candy.
why then not get him the cheapest, most available cotton candy, like at a gas station, you know, off one of those, like.
I wasn't sure if any other place would have it. And I also didn't feel like going to a million different stores.
So you went to where you knew it was.
Yes.
The last cotton candy you saw available in a store. Okay. Okay. So really there was no guilt included in your decision where you went afterwards. You wanted to leave. You presented that to him. He was okay with it, contingent on him getting cotton candy, and then you went and got him cotton candy at the most available mm-hmm. place.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do much of an explanation, just, hey, I don't like it here.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
You know, and I think that's a lot of the time what I'm worried about is, like, maybe the way I feel shame in adults, I also feel that shame with children. Like, I don't want her to feel like I'm weak. I'm afraid to share that with her, like, hey, this place is overwhelming for me emotionally and I really need to leave because, like, I feel sad and uncomfortable because it's loud and it's very much a man thing, I think. Because like, you know me, I'm very emotional. I'm very open with my child about my emotions. But when it comes to, like, strength, when it comes to, like, I can't handle this environment, it's threatening too, I guess, my masculinity. It's very, and when I track it back, yeah, it's very much like, I don't want her to choose somebody in the future who can't handle a crowd. I want somebody who in her future as a partner who, like, you know, can protect her when she needs it, when she can't protect herself. Since they just walked into the room, what do you think? What kind of partner do you want in the future? Jacob wants to talk to us, so let's let Jacob talk to us.
I was gonna say, instead of having us, like, whenever we hand up the controller, whenever we die, we get to play for 15 minutes, so it's, like, equal for both of us. Because sometimes I die, like, immediately.
That's fair.
Well, can I play this time? Because he just died and took the controller.
Immediately? Did you die immediately?
No. Basically, I died in, like, 2 minutes.
No, he was playing for, like, 5 minutes.
I wasn't.
Hey, wait. All right. When the defensiveness happens, that's when adults start getting very, like, who's telling the most truth? Because there seems to be some sort of disconnect between reality and our feelings. So let's start again. How long has Jacob been playing now?
I don't know, about, like, 8 minutes.
Okay. So we'll give him 5 more minutes and then it's your turn. Based on you guys' rules. Okay. Based on you guys' rules, Jacob.
But I didn't even feel like 5 minutes. What rules?
You guys just said the rules, 15 minutes.
I never said that. I don't.
He did, so what do you agree on then? 15 minutes seem fair? But then it does vary. Like, sometimes you can just prevent yourself from dying, not do anything dangerous.
And that's cheating.
I agree. Because she does it with me when we play that way. I think 15 minutes is fair. Do you agree? Well, actually, 15 minutes isn't really much fun. So why don't we do, like, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes of each playing. So, like, the amount of time I need to read for my reading log is that.
Why are you leaving? Is it colder in here than it is in that room?
Yeah. She has but a blanket in there.
All right, so Jacob is going to understand the rules and Marina is not. So I'm just going to... What do you want the rules to be? Marina's leaving, so you set the rules.
I'm still
You weren't. Hey. Look at me in my eyes. Were you trying to leave the room mid-conversation? Do you have an issue in this conversation? Do you have something at stake here? Okay, and you trying to leave the room? Okay, you're giving up. I don't fuck with you. Bye. You give up? Okay. You don't believe in what you're standing for? I don't believe in what you're standing for. Period. Flat out. Goodbye. I don't care. I'll communicate with the person who is communicating with me in a positive manner. Every single time. Would you like to communicate in a positive manner so that you have a say in how things work out? Then do so. Anything to say? Okay, then we're going with what me and Jacob have figured out, and that's 20 minutes. Do you have any disagreements, agreements, anything? 20 minutes? You're happy with that? Mm-hmm. You're happy with that?
Mm-hmm. Cool. I was playing for about 5 minutes.
So we'll give you 15 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
Deal. And then Marina gets another 20.
Deal. Marina, you can be in charge of the timer. Set it on your phone.
I was going to sit on my phone.
Deal. I don't care.
It's just quicker because I can just...
Well, Marina's in charge of it. You set it, okay. But let her be in charge of it.
I can just say, hey, Siri, stop the timer. Or like, hey,
whoever Siri, is not time. Playing is in charge of the timer because it's their time to take over.
Okay. Also, Dad, do apples make you not want sweets?
Apples have natural sugars in them, and yes, they will satisfy the part of your brain that is craving sweets. These fucking kids. But it's good. It was actually perfect. I like halfway through that forgot we were recording, but then remembered and I was like, what kind of a lesson could I teach the world about this? And then I'm like, don't manipulate it. Let reality be reality. And then I like went back on that. I'm wondering if you're going to be able to hear it in the complete podcast that I will not be editing, because that's no nature is what people edit out, you know. Yeah. And that was like the perfect, we're having a podcast about kids and our kids walk in the room and like have a little disagreement. It's perfect. This is what parents want. This is what I want to provide for the world. Like this, if I remembered, if we'd rounded out our initial discussion topic, I would just cut it off and be like, done. This was perfect. Success. The kids are happy. We successfully interdinged a thing. Like, not the most intelligent podcast, but it's going to be a good one.
Two text messages about tans this week.
No, we need to keep it on subject so I can end this.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Tans. Ariel Farthing does tans in Jacksonville, Florida for Beat. I'm going to post this. Beat Tan. Beat Tan, motherfuckers. Ariel Farthing. She's amazing.
No, it's Mermaid Glow Co.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you search her name, though, on Yahoo, you might come across her OnlyFans. And that'll be fun. It's Mermaid Glow Co. Mermaid Glow Co. is her official name. Buy her chapstick. It's $10 a stick. It's wonderful. You just request it upon initial visit. I'm a hairdresser at the Jacksonville River City location, Ulta. Come and see me. Let's talk about our kids. Let's do your hair. I'm not going to try to sell you products because they don't pay me for it. So come on in, girl. No, I think that sums it up. But let's actually end this podcast now that we've been kind of testing it, but I'm definitely going to post it. Let's end it on something official so that people come back. Let's follow me. Follow me on my place I post this, wherever that is. But also, to sum up our kids, our experience with children, I would say I'm pretty like back and forth on that. Like good decision, bad decision. Like I'm growing, but I'm failing, but I'm like happy, but I'm like,
I think what am I doing?
That's it though. That's the reality. I think a lot of people are afraid to say like, I feel like I'm failing every other day. And it's like, that's good. That means you care, mm-hmm. You know? Oh, that's what we ended on. My favorite quote. Bad parents do not worry whether or not they are good parents. Yes, yes, yes. If you think you are a bad parent, bitch, you a good parent. You a good parent.
If you're worried about being a bad parent, you're probably a good parent.
Period. Because bad parents do not worry about that. They don't worry about the well-being of their kids. They don't worry. So, yeah, tune in. Follow us. Follow me. Follow whoever the fuck you want. And I'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye. To our, yeah, special guest, Ariel, while I unlock my phone. Goodbye.